Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
This class is presented by Rabbi Leib Shapiro. Rabbi Leib Shapiro, a noted Talmudic scholar, is the dean of the Yeshiva Gedolah Rabbinical College of Greater Miami, the rabbi of Congregation Beis Menachem, and a community leader in Miami Beach, Florida.
Started, or 3 weeks. And the reason it starts with Shivasa B'Tammuz, because this is the day that Huf Kohoyir, that the city was split. And therefore it says in Zechariah, Kepitul Ches Posik Yutez, that and this day we have the Tzoyim Horevi, which means the fast day of the fourth month. Since Tammuz is the fourth month, if we count from Nisan, so the fast day of the fourth month is the day when Huf Kohoyir, which is Shiva Osar B'Tammuz, the 17th day of the month of Tammuz. That's the way it says in Yerushalmi, Tiny Spedik Dalet Halocha Hey. Also in the Sefriva Oschanan on the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, in the Tosef Tesoite, the end of Perik Vov, the Rambam says that in Pirush HaMishnayis in Rosh Hashanah, Perik Aleph Mishne Gimel, he says it in Yad HaChazok Hilchas Tiny is Perik Hey Halocha Dalet, it's brought down in the Tur, Simen Tov Kuf Mem Tes, and in many other places. Even though, according to the Girse of the Bavli, of the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, Dafyut Chesam at Bey, is Ze Tez B'Tammuz Sheboi Huf Kohayir, that this is the ninth day of Tammuz, that's the day that Huf Kohayir, not Shiva Osir B'Tammuz. And the reason is because the Gemara says in Tainis, Dafkov Ches Omid Bey, that the first Beis HaMikdash, the Huf Kohayir happened on the ninth day of Tammuz, and this pasuk is speaking about the first Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, in all the other places mentioned before, it says that it was Shiva Osir B'Tammuz, that even by the first Beis HaMikdash, the Huf Kohayir also happened on Shiva Osir B'Tammuz. But Kilkul Cheshboinet Yesh Kan, as the Yerushalmi says, there was a mistake in the Cheshbon, that's why they thought it was the ninth of Tammuz, but really, it was on Shiva Osir B'Tammuz. But even though, in the Bavli it seems, according to most Girses, that it was on the ninth day of Tammuz, but some have the Girse, even in the Gemara, that it was Shiva Osir B'Tammuz, as it's brought down in the Ran and the Ritva. But in addition to that, the Torah of in Rosh Hashanah says that Afilu, according to Gemara Bavli, it was also in Shiva Osir B'Tammuz. And he explains that even though the Gemara says in Taini that Berishoin in the first Beis HaMikdash, Huf Kohayir on Tes Tammuz, so he says that really the Bavli also holds that the people made a mistake in the Cheshbon, and since the people thought it was Tes Tammuz, that's why the Tana also mentions Tes Tammuz. But really, even the Tana holds in the Bavli that it was Shiva Osir B'Tammuz. So from all this it comes out that Shiva Osir B'Tammuz is the special day when Huf Kohayir in the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, also even in the time of the first Mishnah. And from Shiva Osir B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, that's when we mourn the Churban Bayis Hamikdash. We mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim, the destruction of the Bayis Hamikdash, and the fact that we were sent into Golus. Since the Bayis Hamikdash is not built yet, we are still in Golus, and the Chazal say in Yerushalmi, Yuma Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that kol dor she'enei nivne b'yomo, at any generation, that the Beis HaMikdash is not built in that time, ma'ilin olof ilohu yechrivei, we consider it as if that generation was the cause for the Churban. So it comes out that as long as the Beis HaMikdash is not built yet, and we're still in Golus, we are still guilty of the same mistakes they made at that time that brought the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because if we would have done proper tshuva, then the Beis HaMikdash would have been built now. And since we're still in Golus and the Beis HaMikdash is still not built, obviously we are still guilty of the same mistakes that they made at that time. So in order to know what we have to do, we have to see what was the cause of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and then we know what we have to do in order to change that and bring about the Geula, the redemption, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. There are many things that are written in the Chazal concerning the cause of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But one of the things the Chazal say is based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the people says Pasuk Yud-Alef and Pasuk Yud-Bey. It says there are Ma of the Ha'orez. Why was the Ha'orez the land lost? Which means why was there a Churban Beis HaMikdash and why were we sent to the Golus? And the Pasuk says, Al Ozvom Es Toiros, because they let go my Torah. And the Chazal say in Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph Omet Aleph. Also brought in Bab Metziah, Daf Pei Hei Omet Bey. That this is Shalei Baruch Hu Batoira Tchila. That means that they didn't make the Baruch before they learned Torah. But this we know, that before we do any mitzvah, we have to make a bracha. The bracha is Asher Kedushanu v'Mitzvoyseh v'Tzivonu. And then we mention the mitzvah that we're going to do. Before we learn Torah, we also have to make a bracha. And that's one of the bracha that we say every morning among the Brichas HaShachar. We make a bracha that we are commanded to learn Torah. Asher Kedushanu v'Mitzvoyseh v'Tzivonu. According to some, the bracha is Lasoy v'Dibre Torah. According to some, the bracha is Al Dibre Torah. But there is a bracha which is called Birchas HaTorah. And according to many, many Rishonim, this bracha is different than other brachas. Like this, you know, the din that you have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. And for the same matter, before we eat something, etc., it's only midarabana. But Birchas HaTorah, according to many, many Rishonim, is the Eraisa. Because the Gemara says in brachas, l'minayin le'birchas HaTorah min HaTorah, how do we know that to make a bracha before we learn Torah is midaraisa? Mara calls the pasuk, "Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu." And according to many Rishonim, the Gemara actually means that to make a bracha before we learn Torah is based on this pasuk and that midaraisa. According to some Rishonim, it's midarabanan. This pasuk is only what we call an asmachta. The Rabbanan took their din and they connected it. They relied it on this pasuk, but not that this pasuk actually means it. But according to many Rishonim, it's midaraisa. And this is what the Gemara says was the problem at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Churban came because they did not make the Birchas HaTorah. Now it's very hard to understand why didn't they make the Birchas HaTorah. What was so hard about making the Birchas HaTorah to say that they didn't make the Birchas HaTorah? And because of that there was a Churban. What is the meaning behind it? So the Bach, Neur HaChaim Simim Mem Zayin, based on the Rabbeinu Yoinah, which was brought down in the Ran and the Dorim, as we mentioned before, explains that it doesn't actually mean Pasha that they didn't make the bracha. There is something behind it. What was missing by them was the kavanah le'hisatzim ulehisdabek b'kedushas v'ruchnias ha'torah ulehamshech hashchina. That what was missing was their connection and their uniting themselves with the kedusha, with the holiness and the ruchnias, the spirituality of the Torah, and by learning Torah bringing down the shchina. Because a bracha really represents the kavanah that you have. You do a mitzvah, and you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. As the Rishonim say in Psachim, it represents the kavana that you're supposed to have in the mitzvah. That's why the bracha is that you thank Hashem, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoyseh v'tzivonu, and He made us holy, and He commanded us to do the mitzvah. This is the kavana you're supposed to have when you do a mitzvah. So when we say here that they did not make the Birchas HaTorah, it means that they didn't have the proper kavana when they learned Torah. What was missing? The kavana, as he says, to unite themselves with the Torah, with the Kedusha of the Torah, with the Ruchnis of the Torah. And this was a reason enough to bring about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And as he says there, that Torah itself, they learned a lot at that time. But what was missing was the proper approach to the learning Torah. What is the proper approach that you're supposed to have to learning Torah? So the proper approach is supposed to be that he's supposed to feel that the Torah is Chochmosoi Shelach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the Chochmah, the wisdom of Hashem. And when you learn Torah, you are Mizdavik. You connect yourself to Hashem. Even though the Torah is a Chochmah, it is a wisdom, and it is an intellectual subject. And even the Goyim Lahavdil understand that there is great Chochmah in Torah, as the Pasuk says, Kehi Chochmaschem uvinaschem le'enu ha'amim, that this is your Chochmah and your Bina, your wisdom, your intellect, your understanding, le'enu ha'amim, even in the eyes of all the nations. Nevertheless, when we learn Torah, we're supposed to remember that this is not what really Torah is. Really, the Torah is Chochmosai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochmah of Hashem. And as the Rambam says, that Hu Chochmosai Echot, Hashem and His Chochmah are one, the Mele, the Torah, which is the Chochmah of Hashem, is not only the Chochmah of Hashem, but this is Hashem Himself. And this is the whole idea of Hashem giving us the Torah. Because in truth, before Matan Torah, the Avos also learned Torah. As the Chazal say, that Avraham Avinu Zokin the Yoshev Yeshiva, Avraham learned in the Yeshiva, learned Torah. It says, Yitzchak Zokin the Yoshev Yeshiva, Yaakov Zokin the Yoshev Yeshiva, Me'oilam Leiposka Yeshiva Mavasenim in Mitzrayim. Always there were Yeshivas in Mitzrayim, they always learned Torah. Nevertheless, when Hashem gave them the Torah on Har Sinai, there was a major change that took place. Till then, they learned Torah, they were told the Torah, and they learned the Torah, but this concept, that by learning Torah, you have actually the Chochmah of Hashem, which really means you have Hashem in the Torah itself. That happened only when Hashem gave us the Torah. Because when Hashem gave us a Torah, and he said, Anoichi Hashem Alekecho, Hashem put himself into this Torah. So the Torah we have is the Chochmah of Hashem, so we could imagine the Gedusha and the Ruchnius that is in the Torah. And that's the approach a Yid is supposed to have to the Torah. And before you even start learning, you have to remember that the Torah is Chochmah Shachshavadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to learn the Torah with Tachlis HaBitl, with the true Bitl, with the true self-nullification, with the true another, with the true humility. If a person forgets and doesn't have that in mind, then really, he doesn't have what really the Torah represents. Then he might be learning an interesting Chochmah, a deep Chochmah, a true Chochmah, but what the Torah really is, he doesn't have that. And the truth is, not only is it Negeya to have the proper feeling in Torah, but this proper approach is also Negeya, also important, Legabe, understanding properly the Torah. Because since the Torah is the Chochmah of Hashem, it's self-understood that we, with our mind, are unable to really grasp the true meaning of the Torah. Being that the Torah is the wisdom of Hashem, and Hashem is bligvul, unlimited, infinite, so His Chochmah, His wisdom is also unlimited. So how is it possible for a limited mind of a person, as great as it may be, to grasp the unlimited Chochmah of Hashem? If the Gemara says that pile bekupa de macht, you can't have an elephant go through a hole of a needle because the elephant is big and the hole is small, certainly you can't have the greatness, the infinity of the Torah enter into the finite, limited mind of a human being. The only way it's possible to enter is if a person puts aside his own ability. He has the approach of the Torah, that the Torah really is the Chochmah of Hashem. And who is he and what is he? He is Mevatel himself. When he nullifies himself, that's when he is able to be a Kehle to receive the Torah. Because as long as he wants to accept the Torah in his mind, with his own koiches, thinking that he has to use only his seichel, then since his seichel is limited, it will not really grasp what the Torah really is. But if he puts aside his seichel, meaning he uses his seichel to understand, but he realizes that it's not his seichel that's really supposed to be involved. The seichel is only going to be involved because that's what Hashem wants. So that's why he will use the seichel to the best of his ability, try to understand it to the best of his ability. But the basis behind it is that he has to accept it because this is the Kedusha of Torah, not because it's going to go into his seichel because of the seichel itself. Then he will be able to grasp the Torah, because then he's not grasping it with his limits, but he's grasping it getting out of his limits and doing it because Hashem wants. This is the reason why at the end of Shmoneh Esrei that we say, "V'nafshi ke'ofar la'koil tiyeh psach libi b'seresecha." I will be like dust to everybody. Open my heart to the Torah. What is the connection between these two things? There are two bakoshas, two tefillas that have no connection one to another. But the answer is they have a very strong connection. If a person wants psach libi b'seresecha, and his heart should be open to the Torah, he should really take from the Torah what he is supposed to, then the introduction has to be, but nafshi ke'ofar la'koil tiyeh, he has to have self-nullification, realizing that he is nothing, then he is able to approach the Torah properly. And this is what the Gemara in Shabbos of Lamed Aleph says, that in order to learn Torah, you have to have the Kaf Chumtin, the Yira Shamayim. The Yira Shamayim means the true approach to Torah, realizing that this is the Chochmah of Hashem. And the Gemara gives a mashal there. Someone sent somebody else to bring him a whole barrel of wheat. And in order for the wheat to exist, not to get rotten, you have to put in a kav, a little bit of what's called chumti. When he came back with the barrel, he asked him, did you put in the kav chumti? If he answered yes, he says, good. And if not, he says, better if you wouldn't have brought it. And the Gemara says, what is this kav chumti? That is the Yira Shamayim. The barrel, that is the Torah. You have to learn a lot of Torah. But when does the Torah exist? Which means, when do you have the Torah properly? Only if you have that Yira Shamayim. And in this case, it means the Borchu Batoyra Tchila, first having the proper kavanah, the proper approach. This is the reason that it doesn't spot him why the Torah starts with a base, not with an aleph. Really, since the first letter of the aleph base is an aleph, the Torah should have started with an aleph. Why does the Torah start with a base? So it says in the Yerushalmi, Chagigah, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, also mentioned in Tanchumah, Parsha Breishis, Heim, Breishis Rabba in the beginning, and Tvonet Zoyor, Rabba, many places in the Zoya, at the beginning of Ayigash. And the reason it starts with a base is because base is an abbreviation of the word bracha. Aleph is an abbreviation of the word orur, and base is an abbreviation of the word bracha. But l'pa'ura, for sure we could find a word with a good meaning that starts with aleph, and a word with a bad meaning that starts with base. So why do we say that the reason it starts with base is because the word bracha starts with base? seventh part in the Pshat is like this. The reason the Torah starts with a vase is because when you sit down to learn the Torah, that is already the second step. There is a step before that, which is the Aleph, and that is the approach to the Torah. The Yirah Shamayim, the true feeling that this Torah is Chochmosa Shalakalim Baruch, the feeling of the Rishi of Torah, that is Aleph. And that's what the Yerushalmi means. If you start with a vase, if you start learning, knowing that this is the vase, then you will have a Baruch. If Chasa Sholem, a person, doesn't have the proper approach, then it is Chasa Sholem, the human part. This is also the meaning in the Gemara. In Yuma Dafayim Beizam at Beiz, where it says, when a person learns Torah, Zocha, if he is Zoyt, he marries, not just like some kind, it becomes to him like medicine that gives life. Loi Zocha, he doesn't marry, not just Loi, some Misa, it becomes like poison. What is the Pshat if he marries or doesn't marry? The word Zocha, which means merit, also comes from the word Zakus, pure. And if a person learns Torah with a pure intention, with a pure approach, then the Torah is some kind. Chas v'shalom not, then it's some of it, like he said from the Yerushalmi, becomes other. And this was what was missing at the time of the Chudim Beis Hamikdash. They learned a lot of Torah, but their approach to the Torah, that was missing. They did not feel that when they learn Torah, they're learning the Chochmosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochma Hashem. They learn the Torah with the feeling that they're learning a very, very smart, very intellectual subject, but they didn't have the proper feeling that this is the Chochma Hashem. And this is such a terrible thing, Afka Dekach, so much so, that it was the cause for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because if they learned the Torah this way, that means that they were missing the whole point. They didn't have the true understanding what really the Torah is. And as we know, this is the difference between a Yid approach to Torah and a Goyid approach to Torah. As the famous Medrash says, and someone will tell you, Torah yesh b'goyim al tamim, that Goyim have Torah, don't believe it. And if they will say, Chochma yesh b'goyim tamim, Goyim have Chochma, could believe. And as the Mepharshim explained, it doesn't mean only that the Goyim have Chochma and they don't have Torah. They could have Torah also. But the Torah that they have is only Chochma. Because they have no connection to the Kedusha of the Torah. Because not Sanlonu has Torah. This fact that Hashem gave the Torah and he gave himself in, which means he is in the Torah. This is only Lonu that he gave us. So therefore, a Goy's Torah is really only Chochma. And since the Eden at that time, learn the Torah, similar to the way a Goy learns Torah, that's why Hashem said, this is enough reason for the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. And therefore, when we have to change our ways and bring about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the building of the Beis Hamikdash, so the change has to take place in this Binyan, and we have to have the proper approach, the proper Aleph, before we start learning.